I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And we are very happy to welcome a new artist to the studio today, Ingeborg von Agassiz. Did I say that right?
Yes.
All right. Oh, we forgot the other. Switch to that one.
Yes.
Okay. And we are so happy to have you joining us, Ingeborg, because, you have a very distinctive name, first of all. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of stands out. And you hear it and you think, I wonder what that's all mm-hmm. about. So I've seen you play a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And what you do is really interesting and intriguing. And so I'm happy that we could have you in here to find out a little bit more. And you're playing for the Homegrown Music Festival. You're playing on Saturday, right?
Yes.
Is this your first Homegrown?
This is my first Homegrown, yes.
Okay. And what time and what venue?
I will be playing at 9 p.m. at R.T. Quinlan's.
All right, on Saturday night. So if you haven't seen Ingeborg and you want to check out what she's all about, then do that. And if you have seen her and just want to hear more, again, that's something that you can do. Well, we're going to get started with the song, Ingeborg, and then we'll come back and find out a little bit more about you. What do you want to start with here?
I'm going to start with a song about Duluth called Oh, the Hillside.
Storms and ships and people, oh, that lake has in that old lane. Stop along Skyline Parkway. How many pictures can you take?
That's Ingeborg von Agassi live from Studio A. And a very Duluth-centric tune. Oh, there we go.
Yes.
And I don't think you're a Duluth native, but you've been here a while, haven't you?
Yes. I've been here most of 10 or 11 years.
Okay. But you were more of an artist, a visual artist, before you started doing music,
That's
right?
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so... what was the impetus for you to switch? And I think I remember hearing that you had really wanted to do music for a long time, but it just you just weren't quite ready.
That's right. Yeah, I grew up playing piano, and I actually went here at UMD for music. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Music, and when I was doing my studies here, I really wanted to be a composer, like a classical composer, and so I always recorded little ideas on cassette tape at that time. And some of those ideas I have incorporated in my Ingeborg set now. But, I mean, I have been doing music for a long time. And in the meantime, before Ingeborg came along, I did a lot of visual art shows, paintings, more like a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
But music is my main thing.
Okay. And did it take... a particular impetus to get you out as Ingeborg? And tell me about the Ingeborg persona.
Sure.
Because we're kind of talking about it in the third person here. So are you Ingeborg? Is the project Ingeborg?
I am Ingeborg. Yeah, I mean, the project's Ingeborg. And the name Ingeborg von Agassi was modeled after a couple of important women in early music history in the medieval period of Europe. There was a couple of women who stood out in my history textbook when I was studying here, and their names were Eleanor of Aquitaine, I originally wanted to name myself Eleanor of Aquitaine, and then the other woman was Hildegard von Bingen, and I really thought her name was really awesome, and I considered naming myself that, but then I thought, well, I should just model my name after theirs, and describe where I came from. And Ingeborg is who I am named after in my family. And von means from, and Agassi is the region of Minnesota that it come from, which is
nice.
The northwestern region of Minnesota, where the ancient lake Agassi used to cover. And
And it does kind of have that same sort of flow as Hildegard von Bingen, who mm-hmm. I think a lot of people mm-hmm. have heard about mm-hmm. are familiar with.
Okay.
So very, very interesting. So when you first started, when you decided, was there a decision point where you said, okay, now I'm going to start performing?
Oh,
did you have material that you were working on at home?
And I turned 30 and was like, well, I got to do this music now. Actually, when I was younger, when I would write music, they were just musical ideas, and I didn't really have anything to lyrically write about, like actual words. And so that didn't come till just recently, a couple years ago. I was inspired. Actually, I'm going to say who I was really inspired by. And her name is Claire Hanlon. I've never said that to anyone.
Okay.
But, she was a huge influence on me, this woman who lived in my building. She was a poet and a freestyler. And she really inspired me to
and
write
where
my
is she
own
now?
I
Where's
have no
Claire?
Idea.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. But really, I was truly inspired by her. I hope to see her again someday. Where are you, Claire?
Wonderful. So how did you start putting that together with the music that you were working on?
It was kind of randomly. Actually, you know, to be honest, I signed up to be in my neighbor's music festival, and that was I signed up like a couple months in advance, so this is last spring, 1 year ago, and I just signed up. I said I'd do it. I picked out my name. I gave him my name, and And then I got my stuff together.
And I hear that from a lot of musicians in here, because sometimes that's what it takes to get it going. And what was your first performance out in the public, out in public with your...
Well, my very first debut was at Joey Flynn's Bigfoot Fest out in... at Wasco Campground. I think I'm saying that. That's out in Wisconsin. And then my other first try at gigging in town was the I opened up for Minnesota Buick at Carmody's for, I think I did like 6 weeks this summer. So just last July.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so fairly new. But had you been going out and seeing other people before then? And
oh, sure, yeah.
And enjoying the music scene?
Oh, yeah.
And thinking, that would be fun to be part of that.
Yes, okay. And I want to say the Homegrown Music Festival is a huge inspiration for me wanting to get my music out there. Mm-hmm. That's really true.
Well, wonderful. So it must be exciting to have your first slot.
Yeah, it is. This is my first time playing Homegrown.
Mm-hmm. And that first song, so Duluth-centric. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know if I'm remembering correctly, but I think you have some other songs that just vary a lot of local flavor to them. What inspires that? I mean, Duluth inspires that, obviously, but how does it end up?
Honestly, I live in the Washington Artist Co-op, which is very centrally located on Lake and Forth, and I've got a giant view of the lake and the bridge and the boats that come in, and I'm right next to the central clock tower, and I just get a blend of all the communities right in that spot, and I'm on the hill, and it's hard not to just write.
Ingeborg von Agassi, live from Studio A, and another tune. And I believe I've seen that one on, I think you have a YouTube page, and Ingeborg's doing some adjustments here. So, she has a YouTube page with videos from a bunch of this stuff, I believe. So if you're interested in checking that out, that's a good place to do it. Have you been doing the videos for a while?
So I started doing the videos last summer. My goal was to do like 100 videos in a year, and I stopped at like 20.
That's a pretty ambitious goal.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to do videos. My plan originally was not to play out live, but to just sit in my apartment and present my music to the world via YouTube. But I quickly realized that that wasn't going to happen, that I needed to go out into the community.
And why did you want to do that? Is it a kind of a nerve-wracking process for you to perform live? Or
you know what?
Wasn't
What's probably more nerve-wracking is to make my own videos.
Oh, well, okay then.
So,
it's a good thing you gave that up. You didn't give it up. But
just having that instant feedback from the community when you're out live, just knowing that it's you're active and that people are there with you, even if it's just one or two people, I just needed that so bad. And so now for the last 6-9 months I've had that,
and it sounds like you're enjoying it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Now doing 100 videos would have meant that have to have 100 songs
behind.
is that
oh,
right?
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh okay.
Oh no. No, I wanted to do a lot of cover songs. And,
okay.
We'll see if I get on that.
And how did you end up? Because so you have some.
Can I play my songs live by myself? And one thing I definitely wanted to have was some type of beat, just any simple electronic beat. And and I really liked home recording, and when I home record, I always use a drum loop beat, one that's pre-made, you know, from someone else. And I just really enjoy that so much. So I would do that for myself. And I played it for a few people close to me, and they really liked it. So I thought maybe I could do this exact thing. And I do some live looping, not too much live looping. I used to do more live looping, but there's some, you know, feedback issues with that. But let's see, I don't do any live looping on the next song, but I did on the last two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the setup that I have now came about just from me making music for myself in my apartment for fun.
Mm-hmm. I can tell that you have, you think very much about presentation because you kind of have a setup, you have a way that you dress when you perform, you have a wonderful streamer, you know, you always kind of decorate the synthesizers that you have. It's a presentation, so I think that's a kind of a cool thing about your show as well. Kind of adds to the Ingeborg mystique. You've done the videos, but have you done any recording for, you know, potential releases or anything like that? I know you haven't been around that long, so perhaps you.
I know. I really want to get an album out this fall at the absolute latest, like October at the latest. I'm shooting for very late September album release, and I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a lot of material that you've worked on? And
oh, for an album, I have. I got it. It's all in my head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So, I'm definitely ready to put out an album.
Mm-hmm. And now you were talking about that you wanted to find a way that you could perform by yourself. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you recently maybe did a collaboration with Mark Gartman and Fever Dream.
Did
you really perform
fun.
Together up at Lutzen, or was it just the same show? I couldn't quite figure that out from the reports.
It was really cool. We wanted to do that. That was his idea, the side-by-side you're talking about.
That's it, yep.
Mark Gartman has a solo project called Fever Dream, and he has just this solo little station.
Mm-hmm.
Electronic station that he stands at, and I have a little electronic station that I stand at, and we both sing and write and play our own music. And he asked to do a side by side where we would just swap songs, take turns.
Mm-hmm.
And probably ideally we would have, you know, covered each other's songs and maybe did one or two together. We didn't do that. Maybe in the future,
mm-hmm.
But we just traded songs back and forth. Like, he played one, I played one, he mm-hmm. played one. And that was at Papa Charlie's at Lutzen. Mm-hmm. And I know they really appreciated it. The venue mm-hmm. really loved it. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it sounds like a fun mm-hmm. thing. I was just curious if that had been mm-hmm. a collaborative thing or since I wasn't yep. able to be there. So. Yep.
It wasn't really collaborative in our performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just took turns playing. Mm-hmm. Probably if we do that again, we're going to collaborate on mm-hmm. some level for sure.
Now, as a musician, have you ever played with other people, like in any part group or anything?
You know, not really. Mm-hmm. Just really briefly with some close friends. I've played music and then we're like, oh, we should do this out in public. And then we just stopped doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So not really.
Okay.
No. I've never been in a band.
Yeah. Well, it's not too late. Yeah. But you got a good thing going.
Solo. Yeah.
You've got a good thing going with this. Mm-hmm. Let's hear another song. What do you want to finish up with?
I'm going to play Bulletproof Fest, which is also known as Going South for the Winter.
Thank you.
Ingeborg von Agassi, live from Studio A. Well, thank you so much. That was fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. And always fun to meet new people and up-and-coming people on the music scene. And again, you're making your homegrown debut this Saturday at 9 o'clock at R.T. Quinlan's Saloon.
That's right.
All right. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Quentin Stilley and Aaron Welch. Check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.